please.
Case number 9894, Michael Melson, north and south of Route 573, 336 feet south of Route 575. A special use exception to retain a manufactured home on less than 10 acres. Please state your full name and address.
Michael S. Melson, 16125 Trinity Church Road, Bridgeville.
And do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My name is Mike Melson. Property, before I can obtain it, I had to get the permission to retain the mobile home. The mobile home's been there for 4 years, I think it is now, on that property.
Mm-hmm.
And it's part of the property of a larger farm that belongs to my father.
Okay.
You live in the mobile home?
No, I live right across the street.
Okay, who lives in the mobile home?
No one at this moment. Someone will be moving in there, you know, once I obtain it.
Are you subdividing this 3.5 acres, or is it already subdivided?
I'm not sure what you mean. It's part of...
Is it a separate parcel?
It will be from my father's farm. It's not separate right now.
Okay, so that's what you're trying to do. And you want to have the mobile remain on this property?
Yes.
Is that for a family member or someone else?
Eventually it'd be a family member, yeah. Right at this time, I'll probably be renting it out, but...
How old's the mobile home, or what year is it? You know?
It's in 1986, I believe it is.
Single wide? Single wide?
Yes.
And what type of plans do you have for a permanent structure other than a mobile home?
That'll be up to my kids, I guess. They'll probably eventually build a house there.
Who owns the property now, your parents?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you have further plans to develop the 10 acres?
No, it's only 3.55 acres, I believe it is. The shape of the property is such that, you know, I'm not really sure you could put something else there.
So does this this property go on both sides of the road, as well as on the other side of Smith Road? You mentioned 57 acres, or it's mentioned here.
Yeah,
part of a 57.
It goes on both sides of the road, the other side of Smith Road, and all the way out to, I think it's Buck Fever Road.
So that's all one parcel now, and you're subdividing this 3.5 acres from that 57 acres.
Mm-hmm.
And I assume your parcel number is 2002, directly across from that?
Directly across.
And that is already subdivided of 13.91 acres. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What was this... was this home originally used for?
My daughter lived there originally.
Okay. And are there other dwellings on the same... were there other dwellings on the 57 acres? Before this was carved off, were there other dwellings as well?
Yeah, there was originally a house right on the corner of Smith Road and...
I guess what I'm trying to figure out is, before you subdivided and chopped this 3.5 acres off, what was this mobile home used for? To farm help, family members?
Yeah.
Farm help, which one, farm?
Family members.
Family, okay.
Originally, the home was on that 2-acre parcel, you know, right, and then it was moved to this parcel.
When was it moved there?
I'd say 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, I'm not sure.
Did you get a permit to do that?
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion we take case number 9894 under advisement.
Second.
Have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 9894 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Sir, your case has been taken under advisement this evening. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office first thing in the morning.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thank you very much.
Sir.